Absolutely brilliant, yes. Always is, always a pleasure. You know, I got third place, I think, a few years back. And I think, like you say, it's the full stop to the end of to the end of the sporting year. And, you know, to come and spend an evening with so many people, so many heroes and people you admire is always a great night, yeah.
On the boxing team, you've got to feel for Amir Khan, really, because you'll probably think that his defeat 3 weeks ago is ringing in people's mind, when actually it was this year that he unified the belts.
Yeah, I think, you know, if he'd have won the fight, you know, it might have been him with a... You know, I know he was nominated, which is always a proud thing, but if he'd have won that fight, there's every chance he probably maybe could have. But, you know, Cavendish, I mean, if there's one sport that is probably tougher than boxing, is cycling. Unbelievable stamina and determination needs, and, you know, and he deserves it. Nice that Darren Clark got second, you know, because obviously with a tragedy that his family's gone, everyone loves a real comeback champion type story like that. You know, I wouldn't even want to contemplate putting myself in Darren's shoes, you know, with what he's had. And he come back and he deserves all the success he's get. You know, that's a champion in every way.
And talking about comebacks, it's not been a great year for British boxing, with defeats for Karl Froch, Amir Khan, as we've said, and of course David Haye. Could 2012 be the year when David Haye comes back with a fight against Vasily Klitschko?
I hope so. I think he needs to, because David Haye is a wonderful fighter. He's not the idiot that everyone has labelled him with. You know, he's a nice guy. He's a really nice guy. You know, he was the undisputed cruiserweight champion. He was heavyweight champion of the world, and he should not really, you know. I'd cry myself if David Haye retired, and everyone remembers him for his last fight. You shouldn't, you know. He's been a great champion, and people should remember him for the great that he did. But I just fear that if he doesn't make a comeback, people would always remember him for that last fight, which is unfortunate.
And final question, Ricky. I can't let you go without asking you about Manchester City. Top at Christmas for the first time since 1929. Can you go all the way?
I think we can, to be honest. I think we're an absolutely fantastic team now. I mean, we got beat by Chelsea. That was the only defeat of the season. But having said that, you know, we were down to 10 men with half an hour to go, you know. So, I mean, not really a surprise, the result. Then we bounced back, beat Arsenal, beat Stoke. We can beat West Brom on Boxing Day, and then come out of Christmas, New Year in the same position that we're doing. Then I'll start believing. I don't want to get too excited, because normally when you get excited about City, the wheels normally come off. But no, quietly confident, yeah.